Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everybody. Here I am. You're listening to Pure and Holy Living Radio broadcast with your host, Jesse. Coach Jesse here. Here to give you just interesting topics about health and nutrition, and I am looking forward to this weekly broadcast that's designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you, and to learn more about me, you can visit a link on this broadcast page. So let's just get started. This is going to be a short one this week. I am talking to you live from my home. Everyone is inside anyway, and, well, not everyone. There are essential workers, but today we're going to be talking about flu shots. And we know what climate that we're living in and what's going on, and I'll get a little bit more into that, but here's today's topic. Flu shot increases risk of this virus infection. So if you're wondering what the virus infection is, you probably already know the answer, but I'll just come out and say it is COVID-19. There you go. I said it. So we are just times that we're living in is just interesting for everyone. If you're an adult, you know what's going on. If you're a child, it doesn't affect you that much. You know, you're not really, life does change or has changed for children in particular if they're so used to going to school and meeting their friends and playing on the playground and such. Life has changed. And especially if they don't have any siblings at home, it's a little bit different indeed. So it's changed for the most part for everyone, but mainly the adults who have to deal with, if you have small children, the homework and the classwork assignments and keeping your children engaged. It can take a toll on you. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I spoke on my show last week about what we can do for mental health, but you can go back and listen to that. This week I just want to talk about this virus. And as they're looking to open up the world, and some parts of the world have already opened up, some partially here in the United States, the president is leaving it up to the governors of each state to figure out when is the best time to open and what to open first. So everything is going to be done in stages and in regions, and we know the essential workers have not stopped. So I just applaud all of them, and just hoping and praying that they're safe, they will remain safe in this time and season that we're in. But we're talking about what actually increases, and we're looking to vaccines, and I say we, meaning this country, not me in particular. I'm not a vaccine advocate. I'm very holistically minded. And so I get this information from Natural Health 365. And it just simply states that the coronavirus update, as of April 25th this year, that was just a few weeks ago, over 2.8 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, over 197,000 deaths, and over 800,000 people who have recovered from the viral respiratory illness, assuming accuracy of the reports. That's another thing. Assuming that these reports are accurate, those are the numbers. Now, Big Pharma, the World Health Organization, or WHO, WHO, and others are chomping at the bit to fund, create, push, and profit off vaccines against SARS-CoV-2. And that's what we're dealing with right now. That's a virus that causes this pandemic disease. So there's one question related to public health officials' near obsession with mass vaccination that not many people have thought to ask. Does the common flu vaccine increase the risk of falling ill with COVID-19? So, the new research shows that flu shot increases your susceptibility to coronaviruses and other pathogens. This is research, so we like to deal with science here. The flu season in America is waning, if not officially over. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention slates the annual flu season as fall and winter, but sometimes extending into May. Well, here we are. Unfortunately, the global COVID-19 pandemic is still in effect, and it seems that the fact we've long been told to get vaccinated against the seasonal flu adds fuel to this crisis, as you'll soon see, in which I'm going to mention, right? So, in a stunning United States Department of Defense, that's the DOD, Department of Defense study, just published in January of this year, a researcher confirmed that receiving influenza vaccination may increase the risk of other respiratory viruses, a phenomenon known as virus interference. This finding, supported by additional research dating back to the 2003 SARS epidemic and earlier, goes against commonplace assumptions that vaccines don't change the risk of infection from other respiratory diseases. So the author adds, vaccine-derived virus interference was significantly associated with coronavirus and human metapneumovirus. In other words, getting a flu shot, which is already shown to have questionable effectiveness and is highly dependent on things like age and individual health status. And by the way, what's in those things anyway? Formaldehyde. Other drugs that don't need to be entering our bloodstream. Anyway, the effectiveness may or may not protect you against influenza. And it could also increase your chances of becoming ill with SARS-CoV-2 if exposed to it. So the Department of Defense study was published in the peer-reviewed journal called Vaccine. So many health experts are now speculating a jaw-dropping possibility of, you know, this new flu vaccine and what it could be, how it could be a driving factor. We know that the death toll in Italy was extremely high, and it's just a matter of elderly population and early lax social distancing. Well, one of the reasons why the infection and mortality rate of COVID-19 in Italy was so high, other than the fact that Italy has one of the largest elderly populations in the world, actually it has the second largest, is that in the fall of 2019, mere months before COVID-19 hit, the Italian healthcare system introduced a brand new type of influenza vaccine. Oh, did they now? They introduced a new type, really, a new type of a flu shot. Interesting. The vaccine called VIQCC is produced from animal cells. What's that again, Coach Jesse? Animal cells? Oh, unlike earlier vaccines derived from eggs, and stimulates a larger response from the immune system. Akin to a super vaccine, the vaccination contains as many as 4 types of viruses. Yeah, vaccine with viruses. Yeah, that's what they say. You know, you get bitten by a snake, and they use this snake's venom to create anti-venom. Well, we know that. Anyway, such as an assault on the immune system could very well have induced the viral interference introduced earlier, causing thousands of unsuspecting Italians to be even harder hit by the novel strain of coronavirus. Elderly people, you know, the senior citizens, we call them here in the country sometimes, you know, elderly people, as well as the healthcare workers, yes, our first responders or essential workers, who care for this at-risk population are among the chief targets of flu vaccination campaigns. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the Italian Ministry of Health offers the flu vaccine for free to people over 65. Yay! So that means if I'm over 65, considered elderly or senior citizen, I don't have to pay for it. It's free. So go ahead and inject me with some animal cells. As big business executives, researchers, global health organizations, and pharmaceutical figureheads from around the globe, the world, not just the United States, from around the world furiously race to create a vaccination, not to mention the big guns, you know, the top guns, you know, those billionaires. Yeah, they're pushing for it. That as well as other things. That will probably be in another show. But they're just racing. They're pushing and prodding and practically forcing, want to enforce a creation of a vaccination against the COVID-19. They want to create this new vaccine against this horrific, yes, indeed, it's horrific virus called the coronavirus or COVID-19 specifically. Because it's a different, coronavirus is nothing new about coronavirus. It's been around for years. But COVID-19 is a different strain. And as I mentioned before, it basically comes from SARS-CoV-2. That's this particular virus we're dealing with that causes this pandemic disease. So it's specific. Coronavirus is not new, but this specific virus is. And so we all urge all consumers to remain cautious and vigilant about any promises of cures, that's in quotes, or protection, that's in quotes as well. Given the inconclusive nature of vaccines in general, and especially in light of recent revelations, we remain suspicious and very concerned about public health and safety. There are several sources that you can refer to, the NIH.gov, UCSF.edu. That's the sources of where this all this information is coming from, the CDC.gov, worldometers.info, plos.org, pharmaceuticaljournal.com, and umn.edu. So that's where all this information comes from that Natural Health 365 has put together. And so just remain cautious, remain vigilant. Remember that your temple is where God should live and dwell. So yes, indeed, we're going to just look at what this is going to do in the future. We'll find out, but I just want to know what's going to be in the vaccines, and we'll see. But moving on to Wednesday's Word, like I said, this one was going to be short. Don't forget to look out for the resource on the bottom of this page in reference to what you can do for better health and nutrition. This is a tool, it's free, and there's a link here. But Wednesday's Word, and then I'm going to close. Comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Love Covers. Let us stop just saying we love people. Let us really love them and show it by our actions, 1 John 3:18. The Bible declares that we who follow Christ should be just as much in love with each other as God was in love with us when he sent his son to die on the cross. The moment we come to Christ, Scripture says, God gives us supernatural love that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The greatest demonstration of the fact that we are Christians is that we love one another. Why not go out of our way to be a friend to someone whose skin is a different color from ours? Love does more to solve our problems than anything else does. Of all the gifts God offers his children, love is the greatest. Of all the fruits of Holy Spirit, love is the first. God bless you. Until next week, enjoy your Wednesday. Bye-bye.